Forbidden Panel welcomes you to Panelcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly podcast featuring movie and comic news and reviews. And now, your hosts, AJ and Brian.
Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 98 of the Panelcast on the road to 100. This is AJ, and I'm here with Martin.
What's going on, guys?
This week we're broadcasting live from the 100th issue release party at Four Color Fantasies of Walking Dead. So this week we'll be bringing you a little bit of news and stuff leading up to Comic-Con, and we'll be talking to Cameron Dorch, a Forbidden Panel member, who actually doesn't do anything. He just sits there and picks his nose all the time, but he's pretty interesting. Yeah, he makes it look really, really good. So all that and more after this break. Be right back.
Hi, I'm a chick, and I read comic books and play video games, and yes, I am attractive. And whenever I need new information, I head over to Forbidden Panel and look for new geeks to seduce. And sorry.
And we're back. I won't tell you about what we were talking about off the mic. What I will do is introduce Cameron Dorch. How you doing, Cam?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
I'm good. I didn't know you were a redneck. So, Cam, what are you doing here tonight at Four Color Fantasies?
I was invited by Chris to come and do 3 zombie makeups for him, himself and 2 employees.
And how'd that come out?
I think it turned out pretty well. And by the looks of everybody else, I think they like it too.
Cool beans. How long have you been doing makeup?
I actually started, I don't know now, 20 years or so. And just kind of kept going from there. Worked at different places, doing side jobs for you.
Well, it's always my fault.
It's always your fault. But yeah, it's fun.
Well, seeing as how it's my fault, why don't you tell us about some of the jobs you've done for Forbidden Panel and where we could have seen your work?
I've done the zombie beauty pageant. I will be doing more makeup for the second one coming in October. And I've done the a few zombies for, was it Free Comic Book Day? For the zombie dunk tank for, was it Zombie Fanboys versus Zombies or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
What else have I done? A couple Halloween things for you?
Yeah. And you also did with the commercial, didn't you? You helped out with that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did a couple zombies on the commercial. I was in the commercial, too. But I would love to do another one of those.
So would I. As soon as we can find someone to record it.
Yeah.
Martin. So, yeah, what else do you do with us? You're the main artist on security, right?
I am. Yeah.
And?
Anything else?
And working on a couple side things. I won't throw the names out just yet, so.
Awesome. So, what'd you think of the turnout tonight?
Still young. There's a handful of people in there, but I'm hoping it'll get a little better. Publicity he throws out there, it should have more coming.
And you're a fan of the Walking Dead TV show, or comic, or both?
Oh, both. Absolutely.
Are you all caught up?
No. I need a friend to put it back on my computer.
I don't know who that friend ever could be. Well, good job tonight. I like all the zombie makeup came out really good. So, good job.
Thank you very much. Always fun to do.
And that's all we want from Cam right now. As you can tell, he's not really a wordsmith, but he's kind of sexy.
Thank you for that. I try.
So, moving on. Martin, how are things over here?
Things are going well. I'm watching the crowd go through the Walking Dead issue 100 release party, and it looks about maybe 20, 25 people came out tonight. They were in line and ready to go when the doors opened. And there are 3 staff members behind the tables hawking these comics to them, which is rather entertaining to see because we don't get to see Chris Brady in a makeup often enough.
It was really amusing because Chris is not wearing his glasses. So he's actually doing a zombie stumble, trying to walk around and find his way around the store. So that's kind of cool.
And we'll try and grab him a little bit later to talk about the release party tonight and what they're doing with that and some of the products they put out for the evening.
Right. So, what do we got news-wise?
Actually, in terms of news, the big thing today, there was a lot of conversations coming out from Warner Brothers.
Twilight Death at Con.
Yeah, there was. Let's just take a moment and talk about that real quick. There was a Twilight fan who was in line for Comic-Con already this morning, and the panel's on Thursday. And while she was trying to return the line, she was hit by a car and killed. So condolences out to the family, and make sure if you're attending Con this weekend to look both ways before you cross the street.
Especially at Con, because, I mean, the crowds there, and the residents are already kind of upset at us for taking over the city. So they kind of drive haphazardly and cranky. So, you know, if you're going to be crossing the street or whatnot, do so in a group so that all of you can get hit, or, you know, they can be better seen.
Yeah, they do have crosswalks. She was in the crosswalk, and she was following the law. It's just sometimes accidents happen, and it's better to be safe than sorry. So watch it when you're walking around San Diego this weekend if you are lucky enough to be headed down there. We will be out there, and we will be covering live from the event at different times throughout the weekend. Stay tuned to future episodes for that.
Yeah, in episode 100, we should be giving away some cool stuff on the floor of Con. So if you're listening, you can come find us and get some good goodies that maybe you weren't able to get while wandering out, or you just haven't been there yet or what have you. But we also have I know I'm giving away my Spider-Man exclusive toy that I got at the release of Spider-Man last week. So, yeah, keep an eye on us, out for us, and listen up during episode 100. What else you got?
Real quick, I wanted to touch on the Warner Brothers Studios released some information that's got everybody buzzing today about the upcoming movies that are coming out. The first one was that they are planning on releasing the next DC comic story 3 years from now, which puts it about 2015, and everyone is chomping at the bit to figure out if that's the Justice League movie or what it is they're talking about. President Jeff Robinoff was talking about it and weighed in on some of the rumors that were out there, and promised that more news will be coming in the next month or so as to what the slate of films will be.
And along that same line, Christopher Nolan did announce this week that he is not going to be doing another Batman movie to include the Justice League. He's going to be helping to produce it, but he's not going to be working or directing on it. And whether or not we'll see Batman in that Justice League movie or not is still up in the air. I think it'd be a better movie if they did a Trinity movie first, before they did a Justice League, and maybe introduce the members like toward the end of the movie. But, you know, Christopher Nolan has pretty much washed his hands of Batman at this point. He's like, I'm done. I did Dark Knight Rises. I've given this movie 10 years of my life. I'm done. Walking away. I don't blame him. He did a good job.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the things that Jeff was saying about it, was anything that Nolan does turns out sweet, and it's amazing what he's done with Batman. And he's one of the producers on Man of Steel, which is the next Superman release coming out next year, and they talked a little bit about that. One of the things that was interesting that they were talking about there was the buzz for the movie is getting bigger and bigger, especially as we get closer to Comic-Con, and they will be having a panel down in San Diego. But the tidbit that was released today was there's going to be hints at other superheroes in the Man of Steel. They didn't say exactly what it was. There won't be cameos per se, but there will be reference to possibly Wonder Woman or Batman.
Them.
And one of the things that makes it sound like is this is how they will introduce the idea of other characters and maybe lead the way into a Justice League movie, or maybe a Justice League movie is a prequel to Man of Steel kind of thing, where they
form
the team.
As opposed to like
a
Nick Fury popping up at the end of the film, they're just
right.
going to try to allude to it.
Yeah.
That's kind of a cop-out, though.
Yeah. Well, and I think DC Comics is playing catch-up with what they're trying to do with a team-up movie, what they're trying to do with their hero movies right now. How do we come out with something that is as good as Avengers, as good as what Marvel has been doing, and Disney doesn't own us, so how do we pay for all this?
Right.
And that'll be...
Well, they got Time Warner. Time Warner owns them, so...
That's true. So hopefully there will be something big coming out with it. This weekend in San Diego, again, they will be talking about the Man of Steel during the Warner Brothers panel. I have a feeling there's going to be some Dark Knight information coming out while they talk about Warner Brothers movies this weekend, because the movie does come out next Thursday at midnight.
And we'll be there.
We will be there, and hopefully not too tired from Con to record an episode after the 100th episode.
The 101st.
And speaking of Marvel, one other bit of information that came out today was for Thor 2, Zachary Levi has confirmed that he will be playing the part of Fendril in the film, and it sounds like he will be at Comic-Con to help promote that, which means he will be at the Marvel panel.
You think he'll have the stash?
He already has the stash. He posted a picture on Twitter today. I follow him on Twitter for his Nerd Machine project, and he has a picture of him with the goatee and that weird, you know, the muscle...
The handlebar mustache?
Yeah, that mustache. So it looks really weird because he's got the brown hair, so he doesn't have that blonde look, but you can see he's kind of growing it out, like, hey, look, I can pull this off.
Right.
And he's probably going to come out looking weird at the con just to show that
he's
he can...
He's going to look like Evil Chuck.
Yeah, there you go. Evil Chuck will be perfect. And he'll come out promoting that, and that'll be interesting. But it's great to hear that he is going to be coming to that role. We talked about that in a previous episode. He had originally been cast in that role, had to step down because of prior commitments to Chuck. Chuck is now over, and Josh Dallas had to step down from the role, and Zach Levi is stepping back up.
Josh Dallas stepped down because he's actually in another TV series right now, so we can't commit to it. The same exact reason why Zach Levi couldn't commit to it originally.
Yeah, it's almost like they're tag-teaming the role, right. And they'll be switching in and out, which it'll be funny for Thor 3.
Wondering if any of them are tag-teaming stuff.
If only. So from that, I think that's it I have in terms of news. Did you have anything to add?
That's pretty much all I had to add. I mean, there was most of the stuff that's been out this week has been leading toward Con. And it's kind of hard to nail down like specific stories to talk about. There's a lot of after parties and all that stuff going on too. And we will be trying to bring daily reports to you guys as they happen, and according to whatever party we decide to show up at, whatever party we decide to grace with our presence. One big party we will be doing, though, for sure, is the dinner that we are throwing at the Gas Lamp Strip Club. We're not paying for it, so don't come with your hands out, unless it's to shake our hands. But we are we have a section of it reserved off for everybody to come on out, hang out with us. So far, we have a big list, and it's steadily growing. So, and it's amusing that most of the people on that list I don't know. So that's very exciting for me. So with that, we'll go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Justin White of Necrosapien Press and artist of ZKS, the Zombie Kill Squad, and you should come check out ForbiddenPanel.com for all your latest geek needs.
And welcome back, guys. Real quick, before we continue on to podcast, talking to more people here at Four Color Fantasies for the 100th issue release party for The Walking Dead by Image Comics, I wanted to talk about another comic book that I was reading this week. AJ and I touched on it a little bit last episode, was The Cape 1969, which is a prequel to the Cape series that Joe Hill of IDW Publishing had done previously, about the story of a guy named Eric who has a cape that allows him to fly, with very dark material. And this time around, somebody took that cape short story and made a prequel about Eric's dad, who is overseas fighting the war, and he gets kidnapped behind enemy lines in this episode, or in this issue, and is a very strong, he's a captain, he's high up in the ranks, and so he's trying to use that to stay alive and to keep his team alive, but unfortunately the enemy will not have that, and they keep the captain alive, but they don't do much else for the rest of the team. And that's where they leave the comic book. It was very weird place to stop the story for this first issue. I thought there should have been a little bit more information with it, and they probably should have showed us a little bit more about the where the story was going to go, maybe. It kind of ends in an odd spot with the captain being kidnapped and captured behind enemy lines, and that's it. We don't know where he's being held. Is he going to be kept alive for a long period of time? Are they keeping him for a specific reason? None of that information at all. Nothing that really leaves you with too many questions, except for why is he captured, and hopefully that'll lead to a bigger story in issue two. The writer does a lot to touch on the original Cape comic that came out a couple months back. They just finished up that series, in referring to Eric and his brother, and telling Eric to be good, especially Eric, because he's the one that's the most trouble, which seemed a lot like a reach to force the connection between the two books. And it'll be interesting to see how they segue between the end of this story and the beginning of the Cape story that comes out. So from my perspective, it's probably one to wait for a trade paperback on, but we'll continue to cover it through the issues that come out, at least three issues in, to see if it's something worth reading. Listen often, and we'll fill you guys in on the next set. With that, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll get back inside to Four Color Fantasies and talk to some of the zombies inside.
Forbidden Panel is currently looking for artists. If you or someone you know would like to join us, please visit www.forbiddenpanel.com.
And we're back, and we're here to talk with Chris of Four Color Fantasies about the event they're having here tonight to release the 100th issue.
You say Chris Brady, because they don't want no confusion.
That's right. There are more than one Chris's here.
Chris Zaro, actually, is my name. So, and then there's Chris Prime. That's the old guy. So...
And we're talking about the event they're having here tonight for the Walking Dead 100th issue release party that they had here at midnight. And they got all zombied out. Chris is actually looking pretty scary sitting here with AJ and I right now.
That's normal, though. Check out the picture of him with the lunchbox.
Which we will post on the website with the episode. Chris, what is the story behind the party tonight?
Image Comics allowed us to release Walking Dead 100 at midnight. We kind of found out about it last minute, but it was a lot of fun. So I decided to just zombie it all up and give out comics.
Very cool. And you guys do a lot of events like this. AJ and I have been here for Free Comic Book Day and a couple of the 24-hour Comic Book Day and a couple other events for release parties and things like that, too. What is it behind that you guys like to do these so much?
It just gives you something to be more excited about comics. So, you know, we wanted to do more, but, you know, it's kind of hard to promote cross when you know, just want to slap people with a giant horse cock or something like that. So.
Horse cock!
Oh, exactly. A friend of mine did one at his shop. He actually stuffed nylons with paper and was running around smacking people with it on a horse cock.
Very cool. And about how many people do you think showed up tonight?
About 30, 35 people. So.
And know there's some diehard fans for a midnight release.
Oh, yeah. They're diehards because I'm way tired. And if I'm tired, they got to be tired, too. So. But they'll be back here again at noon tomorrow to pick up their regular comics. So.
And we definitely have to commend you on the getting zombie-fied makeup. I'm sure I'll be having nightmares all week at Comic-Con of
sure.
You with your zombie lunchbox.
I'm just going to be up behind you all Comic-Con anyway, so you'll have
He's
nightmares.
He's going to be all
that.
Up behind you during Comic-Con, just so you know.
And I'm sure AJ will happily hand over the key to the hotel room easily.
Or AJ will be right behind me.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
It'll
be like a little train.
A little zombie train going.
A little
Martin sandwich.
Apparently tonight's theme is tag teaming. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, with that, we'll call this one short for the evening, as most of us have to get up early tomorrow morning.
Well, real quick, Chris, how did you feel about the turnout and about the event?
For being last minute, because we didn't find out about this until probably about a week and a half ago. Actually, I think it went pretty well. So.
And what was the decision? What made you decide to get all zombied out?
Just because it's Walking Dead, of course. You know. Got to have zombies at Walking Dead party.
Very true. So, what is your next event coming up?
Oh, it's actually the Dark Knight private screening that we're doing on the midnight release of the movie. We actually have tickets available. Get a T-shirt, goodie bag, wrap off a bunch of stuff, about $700 worth of product and posters, action figure statues, all kinds of stuff. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's only comic geeks in one theater, so you're not hearing all the little girlfriends talking to their boyfriends or, you know, their little vapid conversations that just want to make you strangle them.
But beach ball bashers.
No beach ball. No. Last time we had a little bit of anger happen, so.
Yes, we were sitting right behind the anger.
Yeah,
so.
That won't happen anymore. So.
Now, what's the best way to get a ticket? I mean, can you reserve online and then come into the store?
No, you just call the store. We have tickets on sale probably all the way up until the night. We're a little over 2/3 sold, so the sooner you get here, the sooner you're able to get your tickets.
And how much are tickets?
$28 a piece. So.
And that includes a T-shirt and a swag bag. And
two T-shirts, swag bag, all kinds of good stuff. It's a lot of fun. So. A different experience than just going to sitting at a midnight release at a theater. So,
awesome. And any assurances that you know we won't get invaded by random people again?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're secretive, but yeah, you're not going to. There won't be any theater hoppers this time. So,
awesome.
And AJ and I will definitely be there for sure to check it out. If you guys want to come. To attend as well, get down to Four Color Fantasies in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and get your passes right away. The movie comes out next Thursday, the 19th, at midnight 01. So we will all be there having fun. Thank you, Chris, for letting us come out and hang out at the release party tonight. AJ, anything to add? Well, with that, we'll say goodbye, and we'll talk to you from Con.
Episode 99 next.
And on the road to 100. See you guys.
100.
Panelcast is brought to you by Forbidden Panel. Please visit us at www.forbiddenpanel.com.